Sheet. It's a yellow insert in your order of service. Let's look at that together. And together, what is our title for this day's message? Plenty reasons for thanks. All right. Now I want you to high five a neighbor around you and say, neighbor, we've got plenty reasons for thanks. Plenty reasons. Plenty, plenty reasons. Hallelujah. Please consider the little boy who had to stand in his school class at Thanksgiving time and tell the reason why he planned to give thanks. He listened to the others as they gave thanks for their fine clothes and money and houses in which they live. And he didn't have any of those fine things, but he knew what he was going to give thanks for. So when his turn came, the little boy told the class, I want to thank God for my eyeglasses. And the class roared with laughter, especially since the glasses were about an inch thick and detracted immensely from his appearance. The boy was not a bit bothered by the laughter. He said, amen, I thank God for my glasses because when I'm wearing them, the big dudes won't fight me and the girls won't kiss me. I thank you, Lord, for my eyeglasses. Hallelujah. Praise God. Everybody, saints, has something to be thankful for. Everybody. Everybody has something for which to give thanks. The question in life, saints, is not so much whether we have been blessed with something for which we should be grateful, but rather or not if we will express gratitude to God, to our family, our loved ones, and our friends. Amen. Oh, we thank you today, Lord, for your goodness and for your mercy. As Christian saints, we must make it our business. All right, just tell your neighbor, neighbor, we must make it our business. We must make it our business to give thanks continually. Say continually. Continually to God. And we do so because God is great. God is good. And God's mercy endures forever. Hallelujah. Before we get into our message for this Lord's Day, let us pray. Oh, great and awesome God, oh, we praise you today. And we say thank you. We are thankful that you always have your eyes on us. You always love us and you're always with us. Even when we are not consciously aware of you, your love is always, always towards us. And we thank you today. Oh, God, we ask that you would fill us afresh with your spirit this day. Oh, Lord, help us to let go of all else and open right now our hearts, our ears, and our lives to you as you speak now. Oh, God, speak as we actively listen to the preaching of your word. Fill us this day with joy and gladness as we reflect on your awesome goodness unto us. That in response, we would rise, hallelujah, in praise and thanksgiving unto your mighty and glorious name. And Lord, we say thank you and we praise you ahead of time in the mighty name of Jesus. And all God's saints said, amen, amen. Well, plenty reasons for thanks. Just as one of those 10 who suffered with leprosy, whom Jesus healed in our New Testament text, Luke 17, just as that one remembered that he had plenty to be thankful for, saints, we too need to remember that we have plenty to be thankful for. So would you just touch your neighbor and say, neighbor, we have plenty to be thankful for. We really have plenty to be thankful for. We may not have $1 million, but we got $1 million blessings, amen. We got $1 million blessings, amen. High five your neighbor and say, we got $1 million blessings. Oh, yes, we do. Yes, we do. Praise your name, Lord Jesus. So together, looking at our sermon note sheet, let's join in reading Psalm 118, verse 24 together. All right, saints, here we go. This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Now, saints, glad refers to a sense of awe, a sense of wonder, a sense of respect and amazement at the power of our Almighty God. Now, it is this sense that is reflected in this verse 24 of Psalm 118. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. This is the type of gladness that comes after one has considered all of the goodness that the Lord has bestowed in our lives. When we consider God and the universe and how God controls it. Amen. This gladness is a feeling of security that we are in the hands of Almighty God, saints. And you know who is so powerful that, as James Weldon Johnson declared, he batted his eye and the lightning flashed, clapped his hands and the thunder rolled. Hallelujah. Gladness in this context, friends, is to feel protected. Everybody say, feel protected. Feel protected because of the knowledge that we are the children of an all-powerful, mighty God. Glad in this context, saints, is what the mighty clouds of joy. How many remember the mighty clouds of joy? Amen. The mighty clouds of joy had in mind when they wrote and sang, "It's another day's journey, and I'm glad about it. God gave me health and strength, and I'm glad about it. No matter what the day brings," and we never know, hallelujah, but we know that it is a day that has been created by an all-powerful God who has us in God's hands, so I will be glad in it. Amen. Saints, to be glad is to have a feeling of joy, a feeling of exuberation, amen, that just bubbles and illuminates. Amen. It just feels good. Hallelujah. So in your notes, amen, let's look at that first point. What does it say about gladness? Gladness. Hallelujah. It's hard to conceal. It's obvious and visible. Hallelujah. Now, saints, unlike joy, gladness appears to come from the outside in. All right. Now, what about the second point? What is it? What is about joy? Joy is an attitude about life that comes from the inside out. Amen. Described in Galatians 5, 22 and 23. Joy, amen, it's a fruit of the Spirit, Scripture says. And joy is not conditional, all right? It doesn't matter what's going around us. We have that joy. And it's an endearing part of the Christian life experience. Thank you for the fruit of joy in our lives, Lord God. Now, in this passage, the Hebrew word in Psalm 118, verse 24, for gladness, amen, is samach. And that gladness means it's shown. It's not just inside. It means gladness that is shown, all right? So it's an adjective that describes ways that gladness is displayed. Amen. How many know that we display gladness in different ways? Some of us, we're kind of loud, amen. And we just, woo, we get loud. Oh, I'm so glad, I'm so glad, I'm so glad. Hallelujah. And others of us, we're a little bit more on the quiet side. We just as glad, but we just a little more quiet about it. Hallelujah. But it's showing. Amen. We have different ways of showing. I remember when I was offered that scholarship for college, I was so glad. I jumped to the ceiling and then I came down. I ran down the hall screaming and I ran back. I ran right past the president of the college screaming and then I went right back down there screaming again. Hallelujah. That's the way I show gladness. Amen. So we all have our ways. So thus, when Psalm 126 verse 3 says, it says, "The Lord has done great things for us, oh, whereof we are glad." Amen. So this word means to show. Everybody say, show gladness. All right, now thirdly, what's the third point? When we are really glad, we should show our gladness. Amen. We need to show. When we're really glad, we need to show it. So while it's good to feel glad about God and after God blesses us and to be awed and to be thankful about what God has done, every now and then, saints, we ought to show that we're glad. Amen. We ought to show some gladness. Every child of God ought to show a little gladness from time to time. Amen. You need to show a little gladness. And we can show our gladness through many ways. smiles on our faces. Some have the most beautiful smiles. Amen. That's just one way. We can show our gladness when we clap our hands. We can show our gladness when we stomp our feet. We can show our gladness, oh, hallelujah, by being obedient to the word of God. That's another way. There's so many ways to show our gladness for the goodness of the Lord in our lives. Now, saints, showing gladness should not be difficult if we have something to be glad about. You got something to be glad about today? All right, then showing gladness should not be difficult. Now, I don't know about you today, but I know I'm glad that the Lord woke me up this morning. Hallelujah! The Lord didn't have to wake me up this morning, but the Lord did, amen, and gave me a mind to come out and to be amongst the saints this day. I'm glad that the Lord has clothed me in my right mind. Amen. It's about as right as it's going to get. Amen. And I thank you for the mind I got. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I'm glad we got some food in the cupboards and in the refrigerator at home. I'm glad today that the Lord saved my soul today. I'm glad that the Lord suffered and died and rose again that I might have life right now and eternally with Him. Hallelujah. Praise your name, Lord Jesus. I'm so glad. I'm so glad. I got Jesus on my side today. Amen. You see, saints, when we give thanks, amen, we give thanks not only for those things that are seen, but also for those blessings that are unseen. Amen. We thank God for the greens and for the butter beans. Amen. But we also thank God for being able to sleep soundly at night. How many know there's nothing like a good night's sleep? Thank you, Lord, for a good night's sleep. Oh, we thank God for the turkey and for the dressing. We also thank God for dressing our souls with God's grace. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank God for fried chicken, for rice, for gravy, and for chicken. Amen. Oh, but we thank God for that gravy that we got on there. But we also should thank God, saints, for spiritual gravy. Spiritual gravy is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, self-control. Thank God for the gravy that is spiritual. How many thank God that you got a house today that you can go home to? You got a, maybe a car to drive. You got a, maybe a cell phone. You maybe got a color TV. But saints, we ought to thank God for coloring our lives with faith and hope today. Thank you, Lord. We've got hope in you, Lord Jesus. Hope that helps us see the world in a different light. All right, saints, let me ask each of us today, how far have you come to get where you are today? How far have you come, my friend? You see, very few of us have arrived at our present positions in life without going through some experiences. How many have gone through in your life? You have gone through. And if the truth be told, many of us would have to admit that if we have experienced a variety of changes in our lives, oh, we have experienced some ups and some downs when it's been easy and when it's not. But all of those things have helped to shape, mold, and make us into the people we are today, the way that we act and think and move and live. And so for the most part, we are not the same as we were several years ago. Okay, how many know you're not the same? I hope you're not the same. All right, praise God. We ought to be learning from something we're going through, amen? We don't want to stay the same. We want to continue to grow into maturity, hallelujah. Now, most of us have learned some tough lessons in the school of hard knocks. Amen. Anybody know about the school of hard knocks? All right, we all done got our behinds kicked. We just... Amen. Sometimes we've been our worst enemy, all right? The school of hard knocks we've all learned. And in these lessons, combined with our various experiences, have given us a great appreciation for those who have succeeded. Because our experiences have helped us to understand that no one succeeds without struggle. Struggle, saints. That's why Frederick Douglass perhaps had in mind when he said, where there is no struggle, there is no progress. Oh, there's got to be a struggle. So as Christians, we are grateful to the Lord God Almighty who has helped us to progress, who has raised us and who has protected us through all of these years. God has brought us a mighty long way. High five your neighbor and say, neighbor, God has brought us a mighty long way. A mighty, as individuals, hallelujah, and as the family of God and as a people. In the words of the songwriter, I don't believe God brought me this far. I don't believe God brought me this far. I don't believe God brought me this far to leave me. How many know that today? God ain't brought us this far to leave us. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So when we look back over our lives, saints, we must say to the world, look where God has brought us from. Hallelujah. Look how God has made a way for us. Amen. We've been blessed. Each of us, all of us have a testimony. All right. So now, saints, how then have we been able to come this far? Do you think it was by luck? No. Do you think it was by our great ingenuity and our great smartness? No. The words of the old hymn of the church might give us a clue. And that hymn is Amazing Grace. It says, 'Tis grace has brought me safe thus far, and grace will lead me home. Amen. You see, defined grace is unmerited favor. God has bestowed an unmerited favor. That means we didn't even deserve it, but God gave it to us. It is blessings that have flowed in and upon our lives from a God who has mercy and love on us and will give to us even when we're undeserving. So, dear friends, if any race understands God's grace, it should be those who have experienced the many bitter pills in life. Bitter pills, such as when our family, saints, trembled when men rode through our communities in white sheets and called themselves the Knights of the Ku Klux Klan. I can remember my mother telling me one day, as she and her four of them, she was the youngest of four, and they were going home to Birmingham, Alabama, and to Selma to visit family. And she says that they had arrived down south, and my granddad had stopped because the Ku Klux Klan were riding on horses in front of them. And they just had to stop and wait for them to pass. And she said, my uncle Chuck, his name was Charles, he had his fist like, oh, I can't stand. He was talking all this smack. He was a young teenager. And she says that my granddad was so just full of fear, she had never heard him talk to Chuck like that. He says, be quiet. Just shut your mouth and hold still. Because he knew that if they decided that they wanted to do something with him, they could have done it. Or to my grandfather, or to any of them. And so he said, just sit still and wait for them to pass. My grandparents, they talked to me about separate restrooms and what it felt like going to just the colored restrooms, which were never as nice as those that said white. And they spoke so many times of separate windows, where, like, even back then, such restaurants as Dairy Queen, there was a colored window that you could get ice cream, and there was a white window. And the white windows always got served first, and when they were done, then they would come over to the colored window. And it took me a while to get Pastor Rick to go to Dairy Queen with me, because it just always bothered him, because the Dairy Queen, where he grew up at, they had this colored and white window. And then there were colored and white try-on dressing rooms. Sometimes they wouldn't even allow us, my grandmother said, to try on clothes. We would have to just kind of guess, take it home, and it wasn't bringing it back, you know. And then eventually we had our own colored dressing rooms in the store. And then my grandparents spoke of so many times when we would be the last hired, but the first to be laid off. And I know right here in the sanctuary, there are so many testimonies of what we have gone through as a people. I mean, we could probably be here all day and afternoon listening to testimonies of the bitter pills that we have gone through as a people. And yes, saints, looking back at our history as an African-American people, yes, our people were brought to these shores for the most part against our will. But praise be to God. Thank you, Lord. We have been breaking those shackles off our feet so we can dance. Hallelujah. Shackles off our feet so we can dance. Amen. And we are continuing to rise above those shackles. Yes, saints, we have picked the cotton. Amen. We have contributed to scientific developments. We have built schools. Amen. We have expanded agriculture in this nation. We have represented this nation on foreign souls, and we have loaned our wealth of investments, our gifts, our talents, and our joy. We have given America songs of our past and blues of our sorrows. We have given America the spirituals of never dying hope. And we have given America our blood, saints, in great battles to guarantee its freedom. So how have we come this far? Well, it's by leaning on the Lord. Trusting in God's holy word. God has never failed us and never will. You see, it was nothing but the grace of God, amen, that we have been able to come this far. James Weldon Johnson puts it this way. We have come over a way that with tears have been watered. We have come treading our path through the blood of the slaughtered. Hallelujah. So saints, when we look back over our lives as a people, we understand the lyrics of the old Negro spiritual, How I Got Over. Oh, my soul looks back and wonders how I got over. Amen. And when God has helped us over time and time again, and when God has opened ways and has opened the floodgates, God did it, saints, in a way that no one could deny that it was by the power of an almighty God. Hallelujah. So that's when we're able to say, look, look from where God has brought us. And look, look to where God has brought us. So, saints, it's good for us to look back and to see, point five, where the Lord has brought us from. And point six, it's also good to consider what God has brought us to. Amen. You see, not just on Thankful Thursday, in essence, at all times, saints, in all times, in everything, we should continually give thanks. And you know what? David gave us an almost impossible directive. David says we should tell all the good works the Lord has done for us. He said, tell all the good works the Lord has done for us. Now, I thought about that. I said, now, how can anyone tell all of the good works that God has done? Because really, it would take a lifetime, amen, and it would take longer for even one person to tell all, amen, that God had done for him or for her. Yet with one loud voice, we who have received from the Lord, we must try, tell your neighbor, we must try to tell of the mighty works of God, amen, in our lives. But know this, saints, even in our telling, we won't be able to tell it all. We won't be able to tell it all. November 4th, 2008. Senator Barack Obama became the first elected black president of the United States of America. Oh, praise your name, Lord Jesus. Praise your name, Lord Jesus. Praise your name, Lord Jesus. The emotions experienced are beyond measure. Just beyond measure. You know, when I try to take in, all that I experienced, all that we as a church family experienced, that we as a people experienced, I still haven't been able to even get hardly into a close, even a fourth. I can't, it seems like I just can't take it all in yet. I'm just continuing to try to reflect, but I can't take it all in what God has done. You know, Delois and I, we were working together here at the church this week, and she said, Pastor told me, if only my emotions could be measured. Woo! She said, I don't even know if there's a measurer that could measure all of my emotions. She said, I believe they're beyond measure. And no, we can't tell it all. Hallelujah. We can't tell it all. But saints, praise be to God. On November 4th, 2008, an American dream was fulfilled. An American dream was fulfilled. Oh, praise your name, Lord. Praise your name. And only when we consider Barack's origin and our lowly origin can we grasp the enormity of this accomplishment. That's when we, like all others, we look in amazement. All I've been able to say is, wow, look at you, God. Wow, look at God. Look at God. Look at God. Look where God has brought us from. Look at where God has brought us to. Hallelujah. On November 5th, many newspaper headlines read, America begins its journey into a post-racial era. Woo! Wow! Look at you, God. Hallelujah! Look at you. It is so awesome and mind-boggling. Oh, you know what? Every now and then, every child of God ought to show a little gladness sometime. Oh, hallelujah! Oh, thank you, Lord. I'm glad today, saints. I'm glad today. So could you excuse me? I'm going to take a little praise break. Hallelujah! Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, I praise your name today. Woo! Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Oh, I praise you today, Lord Jesus. Oh, I say thank you. Anybody want to join me for a praise break? All right now. Woo! Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, praise your name, Lord Jesus. Oh, praise your name, Lord Jesus. Oh, thank you so much. Oh, saints, looking at your notes, when Israel crossed the Jordan River, Joshua placed 12 stones in the riverbed and another 12 on the edge of the river as landmarks. And Joshua said, when the children of future generations see that landmark and ask, what do these stones mean? That they should be told the story of how God brought them through the sea, how God brought them through the wilderness to safety on the other side. Hallelujah. Now we are putting together a memoir book here at the church. Testimonies of your experiences and your emotions and what how you feel about what has taken place. Oh, praise your name, Lord Jesus. Wednesday night, when we fasted and had our prayer and praise service Wednesday night, there were so many awesome testimonies about what God had done in people's life right through this election, right here in this church. Hallelujah. It was so awesome. You all have so many things to share. So please, there are sheets in the back. Write them. We're going to mix them with pictures. Please, please be a part of history so that years we can just pull this memoir book out and show our children, look, look what God has done. Look what God did. Look what God brought us to. Hallelujah. We look in the Word of God in Psalm 126, verse 3. David looked back and concluded. David says, the Lord has done great things for us. Therefore, we are glad. Hallelujah! Oh, saints, as we look back, we ought to be glad. As we look back, amen, we ought to show some gladness, saints. And when we look to see that it's been Jesus who has been walking beside us all the way. Oh, I'm mighty glad, Lord Jesus. Oh, that you've been walking beside us all the way. You promised never to leave us. Never to leave us alone. And that's why our testimony. You look there in your sermon note sheet. That's why when I think about the Lord, when I think about the Lord Jesus, oh saints, it makes me want to shout. Because I am so glad when I see the goodness of the Lord in our lives. It makes me want to shout, hallelujah! Thank you, Jesus. How you saved me. Are you saved today? How he raised you. Have you been raised today? How he filled me with the Holy Ghost. I thank you, Lord Jesus. How you healed me to the uttermost. How you picked me up. How many know you? There was a time when you needed to be picked up and turned around and placed on solid ground. Oh, it makes me glad, saints. It makes me want to shout. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, you're worthy of all the glory, all the honor, all the praise. Are you glad today? Are you glad today? Hallelujah! Well, would you join us? Would you give this tribute to the Lord?